Well, hello everyone. It's that time again, your favorite time of the month, when I get to babble a whole bunch of nonsense in your ears. Aren't you lucky? Yes, all of that is sarcasm. And this is my second attempt at this because I did listen to the first one and I was babbling on and on. So I'm cutting this one short. I'm in an amazing mood. I've had a great day. Nothing too naughty, just a great February day. And I hope you guys are having an awesome day. And if not, then maybe listening to this and listening to me will make you have a great day. So what will February bring to your ears this month? Well, it's Valentine's coming up soon, and I have recorded a Valentine's Day audio, something a little different, so hopefully after I edit it, I'll still like it enough to end up in your ears. I've got a follow-up to a couple series. I've got another episode of Cece's Diary hopefully coming up this month, and I definitely promised another episode of Naughty Little Lacey in the Frat House in the House of Cock series, and I've got a pretty mean one I recorded. Maybe that'll come out this month. And I wanted to do a script or two as well. There actually seems to be a third script for that naughty MILF neighbor that keeps peeking in her college boy's bedroom window. So that might hit your ears sooner than later. And I did mention last time that I was changing up the Watch With Me tier and we're trying out some things this month. So for those of you in that tier and above, there's also going to be some sort of letters to Penthouse, but really letters to Lacey type of audios in your ears. I've already done one of those as well. So I'm looking forward to all of that and a whole bunch of other things. And one of those being also a live Discord audio making session that's also going to be part of that Watch With Me tier. That I'm planning on doing the 17th or 18th, but I'll keep you updated on that, so maybe save some time on those 2 days just in case. And lastly, kind of tier related as well, I've added a new tier for Patreon and Subscribestar, which just gives people the option of a little more chat time minutes for those of you who are interested. And just a reminder for new people who are in who might hear Subscribestar mentioned around, it's pretty much the exact same thing as Patreon. You get all of the stuff that you would subscribing to Patreon. It's just a different platform. Either one can be a backup for the other because who knows what happens these days. If some of you might have noticed that I actually don't have my YouTube account anymore. I was banned for being a naughty, naughty girl on YouTube. That is just, you know, one of those things that happens, I guess. There's a lot of naughty stuff on YouTube, but if you get flagged, you get flagged. So it took me a while to figure out how to get out of that loop because my whole YouTube, I couldn't even access videos or anything. It was shut down, but I figured that all out. Everything's good. And I might venture back in there in a more PG-13 type of role, or maybe just give some sneak peeks before we get into any of the juiciness there. So, what else did I want to tell you? There were some Discord things because we were on the topic of Discord. Oh, I had promised someone that I would get back to them on something funny. It's just something that blew my mind. I'm going to make this story really short and sweet, hopefully. But for those of you that don't know, I am in a few other Discord servers, and some of them are naughty. I'm not in there very often. I know you think I'm lying about that, and you're like, sure, Lacey, you just hit up those naughty Discord servers all the time. I definitely don't. I maybe pop in once every 2 months or so, and what goes on there is really, you know, guys, mainly guys, sometimes women, but mainly guys are jerking off, and you get to hear the man sounds, and I love man sounds. I never get to hear, well, I do actually get to hear man sounds, thanks to some people, but that's not the point. I never get to hear group man sounds. Let's put it that way. So sometimes it's nice to have that fix. It sounds better than it is, because usually you'll log in and either there'll be hardly anyone talking at all, or someone will be talking way too much and saying really weird, odd things that take you totally out of the mood. And anyway, so About a month or so ago, I went into one of these rooms in late hours of the night just to get my fix before going to bed. And there were a couple odd people moaning and groaning, nothing too much. It was kind of quiet. And I was just about to leave the room when I thought I heard someone snoring. And I'm like, no, you must be hearing this wrong, Lacey. And I was not hearing it wrong. This man fell asleep midway jerking off in the Discord channel. You can hear him snoring. Nobody really commented on it. And again, it was a pretty quiet night, but I was in shock. I was trying not to laugh. I put myself in mute and I did laugh. Then I was like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Nobody's going to believe me. So I did actually record it. And I'm going to play probably 20 or 30 seconds of it for you. And I've disguised anyone's voice moaning or groaning because usually I don't record the open side of things. But I just figured if I didn't record this, you wouldn't believe me. So have a listen and see what I heard that night. Don't worry, there's not too many other weird man sounds. You'll probably more hear my Discord beeping off in your ear than a lot of the other stuff. But here's what I heard that night. See, at the end, I just couldn't stop. I couldn't hold my laughter anymore. I had to laugh. And the more I thought about it, I thought, this poor man, he probably had a rough day, really stressed out, very tense. He just wants to come home and get off, get a nice relaxing orgasm and go to bed. And he hops into this room, has at it, and just too much. He just fell asleep. Or maybe he came and then he fell asleep with his cock in his hand. Who knows? It was just, I personally have never fallen asleep while playing with my pussy. I don't think I could. I think I'd have to make the choice. It's either, look, Lacey, you want to come or you want to sleep? Decide. If you're that sleepy, then I don't know. I like my sleep, so I'm not sure. I mean, for God's sakes, if you were going to give me an orgasm when you were with me or some hot cock was with me, then I'd definitely not be going to sleep. But I would just say, fuck it. I can come anytime. Just go to sleep. Plus, women get wet. But I guess you guys make more mess, so it would be harder for you guys to just do it and fall. Anyway, that's going down another rabbit hole of my train of thought. It was just, I don't know. Maybe some of you have fallen asleep while you're jerking off. I wonder how common that is. Don't get me wrong. I think it's probably very common for you to, like, jerk off and then fall right to sleep because you, like, get that big high and now you're ready to go night-night. But midway in a jerk-off room? That was a little odd. Anyway, so that's that story that I promised. And I'm really happy, you know, seeing some of you playing in Discord. It's always awesome. I'm trying to look for some other fun things to do. I found this trivia game that I could bring over to my server, which you can just pop in and play. I just wanted to make sure it's legit before I added it in, but I have been testing it out myself over the last few days, and it just means that I have less time to do the stuff that I'm supposed to be doing. Like, I was playing it this morning before I recorded this and just got distracted, and every time I get a right answer, it's like, yes, I got it, but sometimes I'm not fast at typing, and I'm a terrible, terrible speller. If you think I can't measure, I can't spell for shit. So if you don't put in the answer exactly right, then you don't get it and you don't get the points. But it looks fun. I'm just warning those of you who do play in Discord that if it might take me a few days or a little bit to get the hang of how I'm supposed to set this up properly. So if it's got a few kinks at the beginning, just please bear with that. And then, you know, if it eats up all of your free time, don't blame me. It's just a fun thing to do, to pop in and keep you entertained while you're in there. Besides looking for fun things to do in Discord, recording, editing, chatting, replying, posting, I'm also trying to actually write out a couple of my audios because I want to post them in written form on some of the places where people would read erotica and then maybe get them interested in hearing them and then bring them on over to join all of us in our naughty fun. But it's a little tricky because I'm, you know, a lot of my audios is just me talking to myself and moaning and groaning. So it doesn't translate the same when I write it down as an actual story. But I also don't want to be too out of line with the audio so that when they read it and if they listen to the audio, they, you know, they match up. So I've started with one. I started with the Naughty Guardian Angel story, which I'm almost done writing. But if any of you might be interested in taking a look at what I've ended up writing it out as and giving some feedback, then I'd appreciate that because I can only hear it in my voice as I recorded it. And when I read it, it sounds fine, makes sense to me. But then I'm thinking if someone read it with fresher eyes, as if they'd never heard the recording, what would it read like? And is it even worth, you know, me putting this out there? So that would be great. Other than that, my days are, you know, pretty much the same old with all those things dumped in between and real life, but we're still in lockdown here and it's friggin' winter, so it's cold. So there's not much else too thrilling going on, unfortunately. So I'm very, very fucking lucky to have you guys all here. Not only supporting me, which is awesome because I've got a bunch of stuff that your support is going to help me with in the near future. I've already got those foam acoustic tiles purchased that I'm going to be decking out my naughty room with. They came from somewhere I ordered online. They don't smell very good, probably because of the packaging and stuff like that. So I've got to kind of wash them out and Febreze the hell out of them before I put them in this tiny room. And they're a little dark, so I am a little concerned with that because it is a small space. And I'm just going to be sitting here in this now small, probably very warm, dark room. And who knows? Maybe it'll be me snoring and masturbating one day soon. So that's coming, but also you might not hear it sometimes, although I hear it and it drives me nuts, but the fan on my laptop is really loud when it turns on and it gets picked up on a lot of my audios. So my plan is to get a screen and, you know, move the laptop way further away from the microphone so that that doesn't get picked up and just spruce up my room a little more with things that'll just make for better and better audio. So you help me do that, and in turn, that gives you better quality, hopefully, to listen to. I can't promise that that's going to happen this month because, I don't know, I like to kind of see things, touch and feel them, get advice before I buy them, and everything's in lockdown, so I can't really go into certain stores and see them. But then again, maybe some of you are very technically and acoustically savvy that you might have some tips, ideas, pointers, products to recommend to me. And I'd love to hear that as well. But those are some of the things that your support is going to be helping me with in future, not just sex toys and orgasms. Although I know you appreciate those just as much as I do too. That's it. I'm having an amazing, amazing day. And I always attribute a lot of my fun and joy to you and your support and allowing me to do what I do and be the crazy, crazy, naughty lady that I am. And that's why I love you all so fucking much. Bye for now. Lacey.